So if you smash an egg into a politician's head, does that make you a hero to the whole world, or does that just make you a jerk?
I guess it depends on how you're looking at it.
That is a worldwide story right now. Hey, good morning. It is 5:07. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox today. So different host, same phone numbers, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Yeah, I want to talk about this here in just a few minutes because Trisha and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. We didn't see it quite the same. So I want to know what people think about this. If you haven't heard about it, so there's a politician in Australia. I don't know anything about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's given a press conference and a teenager walks up and just smacks him in the back of the head with an egg in his hand. And the politician turns around and just smacks the kid. I mean, open hand, just belts him right to the side of the head a couple times. And we've got, of course, all kinds of this young people here in the U.S. and around the world who are deciding that they can get physical and verbal confrontations. As a matter of fact, Chelsea Clinton, confronted by another hyper-emotional college kid, saying she's partially to blame for the tragedy in New Zealand.
Huh.
Chelsea Clinton. Now, I don't agree with Chelsea Clinton on probably anything, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say she did not have anything to do with
I
the new...
Yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Yeah.
So, but we've got some audio of that. We'll play that in just a little bit as well. And I do want to know what you think. Also, a little bit later this hour, a musical tragedy. Absolute tragedy.
Okay,
it's not good.
We're gonna play a little bit of the song.
Okay. We apologize in advance.
And yes, we will apologize in advance. And we do that sort of thing because I'll take the blame because Mark will be back here tomorrow.
Okay.
But okay, good weekend, everybody.
Yeah,
very nice.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you very
much. Welcome to the hot seat.
Now, some things that people know about me from being here on 97.1 a bunch, you know, we know I'm a rock and metal guy. We know I'm conservative. I'm also a big baseball guy, which is, I think, why I'm fitting well into St. Louis. So I play in one of the old guys leagues here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And yesterday I had something, my team was practicing out in Hazelwood. And something happened that has never happened to me since I started playing baseball in like 1978. I'm warming up. My teammate throws to me. The webbing of my glove blows out completely. The stitching goes out, gets ripped out of the glove. The ball passes through my glove as though nothing's there, smacks me square on the forehead.
Whoops.
No.
Was your glove like exploded? How did that even happen?
This is like the magic shoe from the Duke player.
Yes, that pretty much is it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it hits me. And when that happens, you kind of hear it first and then you feel, ow.
Yeah.
That really hurt. And the ball hits the ground. I'm like, I just got hit in the forehead by a baseball in front of 15 teammates. I have literally caught a baseball hundreds of thousands of times, if not millions of times since.
Never with your face like that, though.
Never with my face.
Yeah, that's an impressive feat.
And I look at my glove, and the webbing is just blown out completely.
Were you more in pain or more embarrassed?
Embarrassed.
Okay.
Did your teammates express concern?
No, there was no concern. It was laughing.
Okay.
And I'll be really honest.
Because I probably would have been one of those people laughing. That would be me.
I, you know, would have been disappointed if my teammates rushed over and did the whole, oh, dude, are you okay? No, this is baseball. Something stupid happens, you laugh at it. That's what we do.
You never know. I read a funny meme that, you know, you're getting older when people, instead of laughing at you when you fall down, they rush over to help you.
That's right.
You know, you pass the age threshold.
Yeah. No, I got the whole, dude, that's what the glove's for. You know,
but then you can show them your glove and you're like, look, it's not
right,
my fault.
Right, it did. Yeah.
Wait, is there a picture? Do we have photo evidence of this glove? Because, I mean, I'm just taking your word for it.
You know what? I can have my wife text me one.
Okay.
I'll have her
sure.
Let's
I'm not,
give her a buzz and wake her up.
Because I guarantee you
she's
not
sure, blame it on the glove, Mike.
No, I ran out and bought a whole new glove, like, on the spot. She's like, where were you? I'm like... actually said, where were you? And what's that big bump on your head? I'm like, well, they're related. That's why
something
I didn't
happened,
home.
Honey.
Oh, man. All right. So Egg Boy versus the Senator here in just a couple of minutes. That's a story out of Australia being talked about all over the world. But okay, what you just heard right there was a 17-year-old boy. His name is Will Connolly. And he walked up to Australian Senator Fraser Anning, I think that's how you pronounce his name, And in the back of the head, he had an egg and just smacked him in the back of the head. Okay, now I don't know anything about Frazier Anning at all. He could be the greatest statesman ever. He could be the biggest jerk. I have no idea, you know, what his deal is. I do know that he's a pro-gun guy, but here's what happened is Frazier Anning, after the tragedy in New Zealand, was asked by media about it, and he blamed some of New Zealand's immigration policies allowing people from Islamic countries to come in, saying, well, that contributed to it. You can't bring in, I think he said the word fanatics, Islamic fanatics, and not have something happen. So, you know, he obviously, you know, the bodies aren't even probably all in the morgue yet. And he's saying, you know, things like that. So whether he's right or not, I don't know enough about New Zealand policies. Not my say. But here's the question. By the way, I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. How you doing?
What's going on?
Okay, so here's the thing, though. We're seeing this in the U.S. and all over the world of people verbally and also physically confronting politicians and activists and media personalities and everything from, you know, doxing to try to ruin their lives or confronting people at restaurants. And, you know, this isn't the first physical confrontation that there's been in politics. 17-year-old kid. By the way, if you Google egg, E-G-G.
This is what comes up?
Egg boy. Oh. Is what comes up first. That's what just happened with me.
Very disappointing as a big fan of eggs.
Yeah. Right.
They're so good.
Just saying.
But here's the question. And this is where we disagree. The politician obviously kind of jolts forward after he gets hit in the back of the head. And this kid's got his iPhone recording the whole thing. He turns around, realizes this little punk just did this. And he smacks the crap out of the kid. Just open hand smacks him. And the kid didn't go down. The guy smacks him again. And then people...
There was two smacks?
Two smacks. And then people jumped in and some of this, either the senator's security or just supporters or whatever, pulled this kid to the ground and they had him in a brutal headlock. And eventually the kid was arrested. He was not charged. They let him go. And this has gone worldwide within hours. People set up a GoFundMe page, said, let's raise $2,000 to help with his legal fees. $25,000 comes in.
For the kid.
For the kid. For the kid. Right. Exactly. And so regardless of what the politician is or is not, again, I don't know anything about the guy. Was he justified in turning around and smacking the kid?
No, I haven't seen the video. So here's a quick question I have, having not seen it. Was it like an automatic, like he gets hit in the back of the head with an egg, knows it came from behind, obviously, so you turn around and you're kind of already swinging?
Was there enough
of a pause where you're like, there was enough time to think, this is a kid, I shouldn't smack him? Or it was like so automatic that it was just like, it didn't matter who it was, he was going to swing away.
I think he was going to swing away no matter who it was.
But maybe a little bit of both. It was like, it was like clearly impulsive, he paused enough.
I'm going to say, if I get hit in the back of a head with anything, an egg, whatever, I would hope that my reaction isn't turn around and swing, but it might be.
Right.
It's never happened to me before.
I'm going to say
that, like, if that was his reaction and it happened to be a 17-year-old kid, it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, well, you probably shouldn't throw an egg at his head.
He turned around and looked at the kid, and it's like he processed it for a second or two, but it wasn't like he thought about it for 15 seconds and went, that's a young child. I think I'm going to smack him. It was like, that guy just hit me. And he reached out and popped him.
I wish that wasn't your reaction, but I kind of get that it could be your reaction.
I'm going to be really honest. There is so much disrespect. Now, I'm not talking about just because of politicians, because politicians aren't any better than anybody else. But I got to say, I probably would have smacked the kid too. We're not talking about a 10-year-old kid here.
Right,
we're talking about I probably would have done it.
Yep.
As well.
My first thought was, how did he get so close? Because this kid obviously set it up. He was a punk.
Right, right.
But you're
recording it.
Yes. Like, and where's the security detail at this point? Why, like, he clearly had his phone out recording it, knew what he was going to do, all premeditated, should have never happened to begin with. I don't blame, I'm with you guys on that. I don't blame the reaction and wanting to smack him, but there's a different, and I do think that kids probably should be smacked more. There's a difference between smacking your own kid and smacking somebody else's kid.
Like the mama bear in me would have been like,
you can't hit other people's kids.
If you had hit my kid, right. Even if you threw an egg at you, I probably would have come after you myself.
I think as a politician, you should being in the public eye be held to a different set of standards, and you shouldn't be swinging on people. That regardless is,
I also think that they're concerned for their own safety, though. So, like, my reaction would be to, like, you know, do something because you don't, I mean.
But that's why you have bodyguards. That's why the kid shouldn't have been up there. They? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why the kid shouldn't have gotten that far.
See, Denise,
opinion.
It's interesting that you say that, you know, you'd be the mama bear thing. The senator yesterday, like less than 24 hours after this happened, he was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Asked about it, and do we have that audio?
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Here's what he had to say about that. It goes along with
slapped across the face, which is what his mother should have given him long ago because he's been misbehaving bad.
I think that's a fair comment. I'm going to be really honest. I think that's fair. I mean, what do you think? 866-455-9797 or 314-241-9797. Is this a matter of, yes, the adult in the room should have been the adult in the room and let other people handle this kid? Nobody was jumping on this kid until the politician smacked him. They just were looking around like, what the heck just happened at this guy? And, you know, I've got to tell you that, you know, a 17-year-old, of course, we got Nancy Pelosi saying that 16-year-olds should vote, be allowed to vote. I mean,
bad idea.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like
bad
a
idea.
Year ago, we were telling 16-year-olds to stop eating laundry detergent.
Right, right.
Let's not let them vote.
Tide Pods are not food.
To be honest, though, to be fair, there are some 40-year-olds who should not be voting either, but definitely no 16-year-olds should be voting. So I absolutely understand where this senator was coming from. And when he smacked the kid, I was like, whoa. But at the same time, yeah, I get it. Good for him.
I think it's wanting to smack the kid and actually smacking him that is the difference. You watch that video, you want to smack that kid.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
a punk.
He's an absolute
He deserves
punk.
A butt whooping.
Yeah.
But to be the politician, to be an adult not really associated with the kid, I think it was an unfortunate act of impulse.
Now there's a big petition to get the senator thrown out of his office.
I don't agree. I definitely don't agree with that. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, let his local voters decide on that. And again, I don't know anything about Australian politics.
Are they going to bring him in? I don't know how their justice system works. Can he get charged for assaulting this kid?
The local police say they are investigating the entire situation, including what the kid did and what the senator did as well. And they have already said in the statement, they said, well, obviously he retaliated. Mm-hmm. So they're acknowledging that the kid started it.
Yeah, right. Sure.
It would be smart for the kid and the kid's family to just lesson learned, let's move on and don't try and go after this guy.
Right. And he's, you know, still doing his Twitter thing because remember, young people think Twitter is real life.
it's
and
not?
People and people are literally all over the world. I mean, the Post-Dispatch wrote an article about this last night. And people all over the world are talking about this one egg incident and whether or not the senator was justified in hitting the kid. Very little discussion on whether or not it was okay for, you know, a teenage punk to go up and hit anybody in the back of a head.
He should have been nowhere near.
Right.
Yeah, the access.
But anybody, I don't care who it is. This case, it happened to be a senator from his country. Anybody, why does a teenager or anybody else think it's okay to go up and hit somebody? Yes, technically that's battery. Technically you've hit them. I mean, obviously the guy wasn't going to get hurt with it, but he doesn't know that. He gets a smack to the back of the head. I mean, I got hurt worse when the baseball hit me in the face.
It would have been nice if that was an egg, right?
Just it would have been a lot better if it were an egg. Exactly. But yeah, I understand where the guy's coming from. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's the thing. But let's talk about some more of this just craziness. We'll talk about this a little bit later, maybe right after the break as well. Another, not maybe teenager, but college kid, after the shooting, confronts Chelsea Clinton. And I am so sick of activist college kids who don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I've got two kids in college myself. I've got one at University of Northern Florida or North Florida, and I've got another Bethany College in Kansas. Neither one are politically active, believe it or not, coming from me, but neither one are. But Chelsea Clinton gets confronted by somebody, and it all goes back to this New Zealand tragic shooting. Here's what that college kid had to say.
After all that you have done and all this homophobia that you have sowed,
I'm so sorry. Well, certainly it was never my intention. I do believe words matter. I believe we have to show
solidarity. We do matter. And this right here is the result of a massacre stoked by people like you and the words that you have put out into the world. And I want you to know that, and I want you to feel that deep inside. 49 people died because of the rhetoric that you put out there.
What?
I don't think.
What
don't
does
think
I'm sorry you feel that way mean? What is
that? Oh, that's just dumb. Now, I want to get into that in just a little bit more with the Chelsea Clinton thing, because this is the dialogue that we're seeing more and more of. Right now, let's see. Let's go to Jackie. Jackie is on the line. Jackie, welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Okay, the politician smacks the kid. What do you think?
I think he's fine doing that because, you know, the way the kids are now, the kid could have been 17 and he could have looked like he's 20, 21. But I didn't see the kid. My big concern is the politician, I think, did what he needed to do. Obviously, his security people were not on their toes because at this point, the kid could have had a knife. He could have had a gun.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
true.
Where do you go from there? Are we going to start outlawing eggs or what? You know?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
Jackie, appreciate the phone call. He didn't look like he was 20, 21. He looked like a young kid, but that's a great point that Jackie just made. Okay, so he's
so
willing to hit
him once.
So it
was an egg this time.
Yeah. Did he have something in his belt or whatever the case is?
That's the whole thing looked so set up because even the camera angle that we see, the kid is in the frame.
Oh, you can see him clearly.
Pulls his phone out to record it. I don't know why the kid would have been allowed to be that close to him in the first place.
All right, so what do you think? Was the politician justified in this? 314-241-9797 or, of course, 866-455-9797. Let me know what you think. Chelsea Clinton confronted and blamed for the mass shooting in New Zealand. It's not really about Chelsea Clinton. I think it's about young people wanting to blame everybody and thinking that their virtue signaling is more important than facts. I know I am amongst my people when the rock plays and we're in a news talk station, but everybody's just head bobbing to it. Boom.
We got you, man.
We got it.
Good company here.
I am Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. Here in just a few minutes, there has been a tragedy in the world of music. And we're going to play the audio from it. Denise has not heard this, so
I
want
excited
to know your organic, your real reaction to it. So I'll have that. 622, John Malcolm from the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about this vote. The Senate says no to President Trump in his emergency declaration. Josh Hawley voted for the president having that emergency power or that declaration. Senator Blunt says no. So we'll get his thoughts on that, and I want to know what yours are as well. As you just heard, the phone line is 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Back to our, I guess, stream of discussion here a minute ago. In Australia, everybody around the world is talking about this. A politician pisses off a lot of people. After the New Zealand tragedy, he says, hey, they allowed a bunch of immigrants from Islamic countries. There has to be some discussion about that. Again, I don't know a thing about Senator Fraser Anning. I don't know if he's a good guy. I don't know if he's a bad guy. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know. But a 17-year-old kid named Will Connolly at a press conference, or just the guy talking to the media, puts up his iPhone, records, and walks up and hits the senator in the back of the head with an egg in his hand. The senator turns around and smacks the kid. We're kind of divided on whether or not the senator should have actually hit the kid. We agree that he should have wanted to hit the kid.
that this kid needed a smacking. We're divided on who should have delivered the
smacking.
Trish
says he probably shouldn't have smacked him. I say, you know what? I get it. I would have probably smacked him too. Let's see what Robert has to say. Robert, you are on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Was the senator justified in actually hitting the kid?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So. A reaction is a reaction, and regardless of the scenario, what took place, who this guy is, who this little teenage boy is. What did the little boy think was going to happen with the action that he took? And rightfully so, now the senator has to answer for the action that he's took.
Yeah, there's a great big petition to get him thrown out, and his reaction has kind of been, the voters don't like it, they can vote me out.
Right, and for us to, judge, did he do the right thing, did he do the wrong thing, I don't know if we can justify that because we are not in his situation and place. I mean, if we were put there, what would I do? What would you do? What would the ladies do? Every reaction that everybody has is different. What's justifiable or not, I think he's justified in what he did.
Robert, why aren't you listening to the children? Why do you hate the children, Robert?
No, it's not that I hate the children. I just think you should be accountable for your actions.
Yep.
I think regardless of your age, you're accountable for it. And this teenage boy put himself in a situation that now he's being accountable for what he has done.
All right. Hey, Robert, good call. Appreciate that. That's a good point. There is a part of this that's accountability because we are seeing an increased, I think, increased. I mean, now listen, verbal and even physical confrontations in politics have been happening for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Now, unlike the medieval era, we're not chopping people's heads off, but we're not, I mean, we had a vice president in a duel at one point,
right?
In this country's early history. But it does seem to be either more of them happening or they're more intense or we're just talking about it more because we have instant access to them on social media. And I don't know what the answer is, but the accountability aspect of it that that Robert was just talking about, I think is a fair point. There are a lot of young people who don't think, well, they're older people too, but especially young people who do not think there are consequences for your actions. They think because I feel that I'm right, I get to do what I want, and because I think you're a villain, you have to be subject to my virtue signaling, my name calling, my harassing you in a restaurant, my hitting you over the head with an egg, or if you support the wrong candidate. We saw it in 2016. You support Donald Trump, we're going to go after you in
there's
masks.
There's this whole self-righteous, we're on the right side, so it doesn't matter what we do to you.
Exactly.
Thing going on, which is hugely frustrating.
And before anybody says, that's just right-wing people complaining about the reaction to their policies, Chelsea Clinton got a verbal confrontation the other day over the New Zealand tragedy as well. So a college student comes up to her and says this to Chelsea Clinton.
After all that you have done and all this homophobia that you have sowed,
I'm so sorry.
Well,
certainly, it was never my intention. I do believe words matter. I believe we have to show
solidarity. We do matter. This right here is the result of a massacre stoked by people like you and the words that you have put out into the world. And I want you to know that, and I want you to feel that deep inside. 49 people died because of the rhetoric that you put out there.
Okay, let me point out that very few people's rhetoric is powerful enough to cause something like this. Chelsea Clinton's rhetoric is not that powerful. Listen, Chelsea Clinton is not a politician. She's not running for office. I bet she will at some point. She's basically accomplished nothing, and she has gotten rich over her last name. Having said that, Chelsea Clinton did not have anything to do with a madman bursting into a mosque and shooting dozens of people. But listen, I mean, when you hear what this lady said, mm-hmm. she said, I want you to feel it. What?
Yeah. Everybody gets so passionate after things like this. And I think everybody's like forced, and I you can't blame people, especially in the media, to react a certain way. But I hate when tragedies like this happen and everybody has to start pointing fingers.
Right.
Whether it be the guns or the politicians or the religion or whatever it is. Everybody's so quick to just blame something instead of just acknowledging that it's a tragedy and letting it be.
Okay. So what is the rhetoric that Chelsea Clinton said that this person, this college kid, blames her for? when Chelsea Clinton denounced Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's racist and anti-Semitic statements, racist slash anti-Semitic statements. Mm-hmm. So Chelsea Clinton, showing some common sense, says this congressperson's comments are wrong. And that's enough to have people like this college kid say, your rhetoric contributed to this. That's not a dialogue. That's not a discussion. That's not making anything better. That's a stupid child who simply wants to feel more virtuous than they really are.
It's that whole self-righteous emboldened thing.
Right. And to your point earlier, how it took literally, it took, you know, less than an hour for people to blame Donald Trump for this.
Yeah, Mark called it on Friday. He's like, let's just wait. It'll happen before the end of the show. And it all weekend, heard it all over.
It's, I mean, we are so quick to try to capitalize on any tragedy. Now, like, for instance, on my TV show, Missouri Viewpoints, or it's also radio, airs here on the radio station, you know, I intentionally don't go after a big controversy within a couple weeks of it happening. Let's settle down a little bit. Now, on talk radio, it's a different format. You need to talk about it right away, as we should on something like this. But sometimes you have to step back and say, the right answer just might be, I don't know yet. We don't know why this guy went and shot it. Now, he's since then made some comments, and we've got some window into his twisted psyche. But to go simply say, I disagree with that person, therefore I'm going after them and I'm going to blame them and I want them shamed and I want to embarrass them. And there's always an iPhone or always an Android phone out because we're going to put this on social media. And I'm so powerful because I put you on social media telling you that I want you to feel it. Okay, we need more people who just respond to saying, you know what, you're an idiot.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When you grow up, when you grow up, we'll have an adult conversation. Until then, know your place. And almost every college kid does not know what they're talking about on these grand schemes. I think back to when I was in college and I thought I was a lot smarter than I was. If I were as smart then as I thought I was, I'd be a lot smarter than I am right now. I mean,
I think about that even when I was in high school. I thought I knew everything. And then a few years down the line, you're like, oh.
Yeah, you look back
yikes,
and go, wow.
This is the world.
I knew nothing. Mm-hmm. I was really stupid.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines 866-455-9797 or 314-241-9797. Still have room for your calls on this. But when we come back, a tragedy in the world of music. And we're going to get Denise's reaction to it. This is bad. I mean, it's really sad. It really is, right?
It's not good.
All right, we'll explain just ahead here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. When my wife wakes up here in a little bit, she does have a text, Denise, from me saying, hey, can you get a picture of that baseball glove that was blown
okay,
out?
Okay, good.
Because Denise says, picture didn't happen.
That's fair.
Need photo evidence.
You'll see why if you're just joining us. I'm Mike Ferguson, by the way.
All hearsay before that, right?
That's right. No, I get smacked literally right in the forehead. Unless somebody thinks I forgot how to catch a baseball, my glove completely blew out in one of the most bizarre things ever. Hey, here, just right after the top of the hour, KSTK news anchor, Allie Corey, is with child. Congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. But she had a mean comment towards her on Facebook the other day, and she responded to it On, I guess it was Saturday or Sunday, she responded to it. I don't remember which day. So the question is, you know what, does she just need thicker skin, or was she right to single out this particular comment? I don't think she had thin skin in particular. So, but I'll let people judge what you think about that. And then right after that, we're going to talk to John Malcolm with the Heritage Foundation. Really want to know what you think about the fact that our two United States senators, both Republican, split as to whether or not they supported the president's emergency declaration regarding illegal immigration on that. So we're going to talk to him and get his thoughts there. Okay, but as we wrap up this hour, tragedy in the music world. Absolute tragedy. Now, Mark and I see eye to eye on a lot of stuff, probably most stuff, maybe almost everything, including our taste in music.
Guys, love your rock and roll.
We love our rock. We love our metal. We love our 80s rock. Motley Crue decided they were going to go back in the studio, record some new music, because they said that they were retiring and splitting up. And for some reason, maybe it was the drugs in the 80s and the 90s, that I don't know, they decided to record a cover of Madonna's Like a Virgin.
That's an interesting choice. An
interesting choice.
Yeah. Indeed.
By interesting, and I'm using air quotes for those who aren't watching us on camera, terrible is the word I could use. So here it is. Denise, you have not heard this yet.
Heard
so
this
here,
yet.
Tell me
Brace
what you think.
Yourself. It's okay so far.
Motley Crue, remember. This is, now this part, okay, you get it. That's crunchy.
That's where they fool you.
Yeah, it's building up.
Safe.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody needs to stage an intervention before they like decide it's time for a Motley Crue version of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go or Mbop or something like that.
They sound good, you know? I mean, he sounds all right, but not really the kind of song I want to hear in a metal kind of way.
No.
Well, it's weird. They almost sound like a younger
whiny
emo band. They sound whiny. Yeah, I would have thought it was like a band that I listened to in high school. Doesn't sound rock and roll.
Yeah, see, kind of the...
Is it bad that I kind of thought it sounded like Weezer at first?
No, that was what I was saying. There was a band called The Starting Line I used to listen to. Just like that punk, rock, emo kind of...
Yeah.
This is awful. And I love old school Motley Crue. This sucks.
This is the worst. Keep playing.
I'm nervous
just
about
let Madonna
saying,
sing that song and let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, I really am nervous about them saying, hey, Mbop by Hanson was good. Hey, let's cover the Spice Girls. Man.
What are some of Motley Crue's hits?
Okay, so you've got Girls, Girls, Girls. That was a big one. Dr. Feel Good was a good one. They had a great album called Theater of Pain back in the day. Shout at the Devil.
If you played one, she'd know.
I knew those first two.
Yeah. You know, and even their stuff after kind of hair metal went out. You know, they had some pretty good songs. They had one album that wasn't very good, but they had like Saints of Los Angeles, which was not a big commercial hit, but it was a pretty good song. So they kind of went back to their, you know, hardcore, you know.
Mm-hmm. Rocker roots.
Yeah, exactly. But that one, I don't know what they're thinking when they do that.
It's not good.
I'm all for, you know, bands doing a great cover. I mean, that's cool. That's really cool. But that was, to
not
say
a
it
great
was a
cover.
Curious choice. Would be underselling it.
It's very lucky that you found that for us.
I know. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And people like, wait a minute, this
Happy
guy's
Monday.
Not back tomorrow, is he? Oh, man. Denise, you said something earlier in the news that State Representative Andrew McDaniel.
Yes.
Saying he did this. He filed a bill saying
people were losing their minds. Yeah,
Claire McCaskill tweeted about this. I'm
losing
so embarrassed
it.
For my state.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, I don't know.
I read it, I thought it was a joke.
What
but
was
there
the
has
tweet?
To have been some.
I missed.
He files a bill that says anybody between like 18
and
35,
35
must purchase an AR-15.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly. Now you hear that and you'd be like, there's something else going on
That's
here. This
joke.
Isn't for real.
Right. He was making a point about mandates, government mandates.
Yes. Gotcha.
That was the point. Is that the right way to do it?
Probably not.
No.
No. I mean, it's still kind of embarrassing. I'll be honest. I would agree
with
Senator McCaskill there, but.
Yeah, and yeah,
it's actually a good point, though.
But it is a good point.
It doesn't add anything to his political clout any stretch. But that's what was going on with it. But if you want to comment on that, give me a call too. I think it's kind of a stupid bill. All right, just ahead, a news anchor here in St. Louis responds to body shaming. Was she right? Probably.